Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carly. You guys are worked up this morning. And you know what? It's a double standard. That's what I'm saying right now on Power 93.5. And if you're just tuning in, you're going to understand why I say it is a double standard and it's wrong. The rules are different for women than they are for guys. And you know what? It's high time that we level the playing field.
Go ahead. You guys, listen, we received a message from,
I'm saying his name, Ronnie.
Wow. Okay, Ronster. And he met this great woman, you guys. She's funny, full of personality, loves sports, blah, blah, blah. Now, over the weekend, one of Ronnie's best friends joined Plenty of Fish, the online dating website, and runs across this girl's dating profile. Now, he's like, I was shocked because it tells you the last time they logged in, right? And she's pretty frequently on there, and it says she just wants to meet men for friendships, translating into one-night stands, in my opinion. It's just like Tinder.
Oh, come on.
So he's calling her out.
No, you want to dumb it down because it's a woman and try to assert that because she's on there meeting other guys that she's just out there being all loose and favorable because she's meeting other guys because
there's
she's
another
woman.
There's other ways to meet friends.
That's wrong, Carla.
There's
That's
other
wrong.
Ways to
it's
meet friends.
It's stereotyping women.
There's other way to meet friends, and she's trying to justify it, and Hitman's justifying it with her, and poor Ronnie. Run away. This is a red flag.
First of all, Ronnie, the fact that you're even calling this a relationship tells me you're a little bit borderline. You got a screw that's kind of needs to be tightened down a touch.
He's crazy about her.
Well, fine. But don't go in and try to control the situation right away.
So now you're calling him controlling?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I think he's concerned, and I am validating your feelings of concern, Ronnie.
I would
be extremely concerned.
And why doesn't he have a talk with her? He's calling us up, being all extra and stuff.
I think because all his friends are saying that he needs to dump her. Then he's got these other friends saying it's no big deal. And now he writes in us for advice, and you are confirming what some of his friends are saying. And I'm saying, Ronnie, this is not right.
What? I didn't say dump her. I said, Ronnie, lighten up. Enjoy the ride. Quit trying to control everything. 869-1093. Go ahead, girl. What do you think?
Now, you know I had to call in on this one. I have to agree.
With Carly?
With you. I mean, he may be being a little extra, but Carly, honey, if she had friends before he met her, that's fine. Okay? Those men came along with her. They already her friends. But to be on a dating website? Trying to meet friends? Girl, please. She is not on there trying to meet nobody friends. So every man that she come across and he asks her, who is this? Oh, this is just my friend.
I agree.
So what does it matter? What does it matter if she's on there just trying to get it in?
Hey, man's trying to say it's okay.
I'm going to tell you this. I bet you your wife would be like, okay, it's fine. Go ahead and get on the dating site because you want to meet women because you get along better with them.
This guy just met this girl. He's tripping already, trying to control things.
Yeah, he's...
See, put the shoe on the other foot. You wouldn't be, know what I'm saying, allowing that in your household. What if she say, okay, I'm going to bring my friend over?
Well, go ahead. Bring your friend over. Have a cup of tea or something. You know, we'll watch the NBA playoffs together.
Tea party.
I don't know about tea. That's a little much.
I
don't know guys that get together and drink tea and watch sports. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, now we're stereotyping.
Unless we're going to a bar or something and just want tea.
Oh, my God.
869-1093, the majority of the audience agrees with me.
She's delusional.
She has just met this guy. It's not all like love of my life, end of the world. I'm ready to put all the chips in on the table. She just met the guy. She's hanging out. She wants to meet some other guys. She wants to make some new friends.
She's full of it.
Why is she full of it?
Trying to justify I'm just meeting friends. And she's trying to play him. She thinks she's slick.
No,
she's a player.
She's being honest. And he can't deal with the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.